Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
I am Yama. I had a baby daddy relationship. I spent time in a relationship with a married man. I had to learn the skills and tools required to make my relationships healthy, fulfilling, and loving. Welcome to The R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. It's important for us to understand how a relationship ends, so that we learn the lessons, that we identify the mistakes, so that we don't carry them forward. You know, sometimes when a relationship ends, people go into a deep sense of mourning that infects every relationship thereafter. Sometimes they mourn forever and just never even attempt to revive or be involved in another relationship. How did the relationship die? Was it a slow death? Was it sudden and unexpected? Was there somebody who did something? Were the people in the relationships the culprit? One or both of them? And what were the life-saving attempts? If we can do it for people and they're living, we can surely do it for a relationship. And it's important. And it's important that we understand the role we play in the way our relationship ends and what we can do differently the next time. So I've got some callers today, brave callers, who are ready to do a relationship inventory to see if there's a culprit or if the thing just died a natural death. Here's my first caller. Greetings, beloved, and welcome to The R-Spot. We are doing relationship autopsy today, looking at what caused the thing to die. So I understand you have a relationship that's no longer among you. How did it die? Come on, spill the tea. Spill the tea.
My relationship basically failed because I never had really the courage to speak up for myself and say what I wanted, and I was always afraid that if I did speak up and say something, that either I wouldn't get it or like somebody would get mad at me or something like that. And so things would just go on and on with me not saying anything until it would just come to a head where I would get like super mad. And like when I got upset, that's almost like when I gave myself permission to speak up and say something. And by that time, it was usually for me at the point of like, it's over now. And sometimes almost like blindsiding the person because they didn't really know what was going on. They didn't know I felt this way. But because things had been going on and mounting, then I'm just at the place like, I'm done with this, and like, I have no more to do with you. And that's just been a pattern that I've had over the years that I'm trying to get out of. And I'm hoping that you can give me some guidance and some tools to be able to have a successful and healthy long-term relationship, because I've never had one before.
Okay. How old was this relationship when it died?
6 to 7 months. And that's my longest relationship.
That ain't no relationship. Y'all don't even know what brand of toothpaste you're using. That is, a baby take 9 months to be born. You had a premature birth here. That is not a relationship. You had a preemie.
Well, we remained in contact up until 4 weeks ago. So,
what happened 4 weeks ago? Spill the tea. What happened?
He reached out like normal, wanting something from me that I usually would give, like whatever he would call to ask me. This time he wanted to come and take a nap in my place because he was in between shifts with his job. And I was just at the point where I was like over him reaching out to me only when he needed something. And so I just told him no, like, no.
But you trained him. You trained him to do that. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. But you understand, you articulated to me what you do to kill your relationships off. First of all, you don't stay long enough, but that's number one. But number two, that you don't have the courage to ask for what you want, that you go into a relationship in the fear that you can't have what you want, that you go into a relationship with fear that if you don't please the other person, that they're going to leave, that people fall in love with who you're not. Because when you don't ask for what you want and show up with what you want, when you're in the people-pleasing mood, you're not showing up as who you are. You're showing up as who you're not. And then they fall in love with who you're not until you get fed up and then you blow up. Then they think you're some kind of nutball.
Yes. And can I give a little backstory?
Yeah, please.
Well,
put
okay,
some honey in this tea right here. Because this
right?
is bitter that you've given me.
Okay, so I was molested as a child by my older brother, and I subsequently like gained a lot of weight as a preteen. I was overweight, like through high school, gained even more weight after my first year of college. And so after then, I changed my eating habits and lost the weight. And before then, like when I was heavy, I was always known as like the person, the girl with the pretty face, or the one that was funny because of my sense of humor. But men weren't really interested in dating me. And so it was like when I lost the weight, all of a sudden I started getting all this attention from men. And it was frightening at first. But then it was like, oh, okay. And at that point, it was like I was able to get like the finest of the fine. And it wasn't a conscious decision then. But looking back, I think I liked the fact that I was the fat girl with the pretty face who was able to attract these men, like it was some sort of validation. And so at that point, like with those men, I would give up the goods too soon, get super attached to them, didn't really require anything from them, like I said, for fear that they wouldn't do it, and really like have the nerve to expect to be treated like I was in a committed relationship. And then, like you said, when I didn't get it, I would just kind of spaz out, create drama, and be all immature. And the interesting thing is with my last relationship, like I really wasn't attracted to him physically. It just kind of grew over time. I didn't even have an expectation of liking him because usually my pattern was when I was dealing with one of those guys, I would usually do all the drama until I lost interest. And I was usually by finding somebody else to have an intimate encounter with. And then I was over him then, like once I moved on in that way. And so when I met him, that's kind of how that happened because I was kind of sort of with somebody else right before that or at that time. And kind of he jumped into the picture and I used him to get over the last guy, but then somehow ended up falling in love with him. And then after that point, you know, he started off okay, but then he wasn't keeping his word. He wasn't making me a priority. Got to the point where he wasn't even making pleasure in me during intimacy a priority. And so that started a kind of pattern of me just breaking up with him. And then he would come back and apologize, and we would get back together. He would, you know, not make any changes. I would break up with him again. He would come back. It was just that. And then we finally like broke up about 6 or 7 months into the relationship. But like I said, we remain in contact, engage in intimacy every now and again up until, you know, a month ago. And I want to get out of that. And I need to know.
Wow. Did I hear you accurately when you said your stepbrother violated you?
No, it was my brother.
Your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Same mother, same father.
Just same mom.
Yeah, okay. And how old were you?
It was from about 7 to 10.
So hear what I'm saying, okay? I don't have no heat or no judgment on this, but we're doing an autopsy. So we've got to look at every organ, every structure, every system in this thing so that we can determine what caused where we are right now. Okay?
Yeah.
At some point in this thing with your brother, did you just give in? Not fight him, just give in?
Yes. Yeah.
When you gave in, did you know it was wrong?
Absolutely.
I'm asking you this. I'm going to tie it up. I'm not asking you this, you know, not holding him accountable or responsible. You were 7 to 10. How old was he?
19 to 20-something.
So a male authority, an elder male in your life, coerced you into doing something that was wrong, bad.
Yeah.
And you remain silent about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you learned, I can't speak up for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are sexually violated by somebody you know, it's a catch-22. Because in one sense, you love this person, you care about this person, you don't want to get them in trouble. And in the other hand, you know what you're doing is inappropriate or wrong. You probably don't want to do it. Even at some point, there's this twist in the consciousness because you want to make this person happy. You want them to like you. You want them to love you. But in order to get that, you've got to do something wrong. That is crazy making.
Right.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Absolutely. I mean, like, I remember when I finally made the outcry to my parents. And, like, my mother just blew up. Like, she, what? She ran back. He was asleep in the back. She ran back there, and she was like, get out, get out. And my brother, he's hearing impaired. And she was just yelling at him, get out, get out. And he was like, Mama, what did I do? What did I do? Just get out. So, like, he left, and I felt horrible. I was like, oh, my God.
Yes.
She pulled him out because of me. Oh, my God. And it was like, he came back 2 days later, and it never happened again, but we never talked about it, ever.
Yes. So, a couple of things happened there that I really want you to understand. Because you say you're in and out of these relationships for 6 months, and then you're the, you know, the big girl with the pretty face and all of that. Because of the depth of betrayal that you experience at a very young age. Your brother's betrayal of his position in your life, that's a betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to protect you and look out for you. He betrayed that position. He abused his power, if you will, being your elder brother.
Mm-hmm.
The betrayal of yourself by allowing or participating, not allowing, participating in this thing that violated you, this thing that you knew you were wrong, but to spare him trouble, which he eventually got, yeah? That's why you felt terrible. to spare him trouble, you sacrificed and betrayed yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And then the weight. So somewhere in there between 7 and 10, you lost your definition of self. This is me. I'm a girl. This is my body. I get to say. But if I say, my brother's going to get in trouble. If I say, then people will think I'm bad. I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So your concept of intimacy is off. Intimacy is shrouded in secrecy and wrongness.
Yes.
And at 7 to 10, when you're just budding and blossoming and flowering, you know, God forbid he should do something that feels good, because the body is going to respond naturally. Oh my God. Now I'm complicit in my own violation.
And that did happen.
Does that sound from, yeah. Oh baby. So what you did then in that confusion and that betrayal was you padded yourself to protect yourself. That's what the weight was for.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you lose the weight, you're still padded and protected. Not having the courage to ask for what you want, because if you speak up, it's going to be a problem. So I've got to please people, even though they treat me bad. And I just can't take this anymore, so now I'm going to blow up.
Yeah.
So here's the good news. Here's the good news. You don't need a relationship autopsy because you ain't never had one, so it ain't dead. You ain't never had a relationship. Participated in all manner of dysfunction, and you participated. I'm not going to say you were a willing participant, because at 7 to 10, you didn't have a choice. So you don't need an autopsy. What you need is a thorough examination. You need a thorough examination of your relationship with yourself and what you've told yourself about yourself as a result of the early violation and betrayal. How you've told yourself that it's okay to betray yourself, dishonor yourself, if it makes somebody else happy.
Yeah.
Sure, we're not together. Come to my house and take a nap. The hell? Because you are not going to be able to have a relationship. I mean, really, an intimate relationship. Because intimacy means in, to, me, see. But if people look into you, you think they're going to see what you did with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be hard for you to build a relationship with yourself, with anybody, until you build a relationship with yourself, because you never had one.
Right. What you're saying is really hitting home, because, like, yeah, even though I lost the weight, like, I do still feel like that little girl sometimes and feel like I can't speak up. And I've been trying to make those changes in my life, like, not even just with intimate partners, but just even with just family and friends speaking up, because I wouldn't before. And so I do realize that those changes have to be made before I can have a successful relationship. And I'm just trying to get there, really, and quit running everybody off.
Well, you're not running everybody off. You left home when you were 7. The lights are on and nobody's home, baby. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade. With the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's pick up where we left off. How old are you now, my love?
47.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. Time is up yet.
But you know what? Let me just say this to you, because you said, "I don't have the courage. I never had the courage." That is not true. You are courageous to continue to try, to continue to desire, to continue to want it, and to be able to say, "I'm messing this up. I need some help."
Mm-hmm.
That's courageous. Don't you ever say that you're not courageous. You were never taught how to use your voice. And it's unloving to expect yourself to know how to do something you were never taught how to do. You weren't taught how to use your voice as a woman. It started when you were 7 to 10 and you were silenced by self-betrayal and coercion and manipulation for somebody else's pleasure. No, no.
Yeah, and here recently, probably it's been about 6 months, I had to cut off my brother because he's in prison for unrelated issue. And he would continue to call me and try to manipulate me to send him money and would try to make me feel bad because I wouldn't send him money in prison. Like all the other prisoners, there are people sending money and, you know, I need money from you and I don't have anything. And where sometimes I would send it, but it just got to the point where I'm like, no. You don't get to manipulate me from sitting behind bars. Absolutely not.
He is behind bars for all of this. Now, he may not have...
No, not for this. No, no. He was nothing ever came with it.
No. Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, well,
yes,
yeah.
He is.
I get it.
He is behind bars as a result of whatever it was that A, allowed this to happen for so long, B, taught him that it was all right, and C, didn't correct it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. No, there was no correction. But I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to you.
Yes.
So here's another prescription for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you live?
I live in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. I want you to go find a yoga class. I'm going to tell you why. I want you to find a yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to help you get in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's padded to protect you because you're not home. And yoga, the breath and the movement, that's going to help you land fully in your body. You're not in your body.
And that's interesting because I had started, there's this Black-owned yoga studio and she has hot yoga. And so I started doing that.
Oh, go to the hot yoga, baby.
Yes.
I do love me some hot yoga. Ooh, I do. Yes. I do love it so much. But the heat and the movement, and if she's doing Bikram, I don't know if she's doing Bikram or she's just doing different asanas in the heat.
Yeah.
But it'll help you land in your body. That's mm-hmm. what you have to do. And you take your time. Don't give up because everybody else can stick their toe in their ear and you can't. They don't worry about your toe in your ear. You get there when you can. But it's the breath and it's the movement landing in your body. You left home at 7, and I don't think you've come home yet. And mm-hmm. and beloved, I need a promise from you mm-hmm. that you ain't giving nobody no nookie for the next 9 months. I want you to do okay. 9 months of therapy, 9 months of yoga, and then let's see if we can birth a new you. No nookie okay. for you.
I receive, because I was just about to ask you, like, what do you think I should do to prepare myself to be in relationship? Well,
That ain't it.
But no, the no nookie sounds like the start of that, the plan.
No, because you got to learn how to be in your body with yourself before you start giving it away and sharing mm-hmm. your energy with other people. I want you to get in there. I want you to feel your body. I want you to know what makes your nipples hard. I want you to mm-hmm. know, you know, when the distinction between gas and fear. I want you to know when you're feeling joy or peace or when you're feeling triggered. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. get in your body. Into me, see. I want you to learn how to see in yourself. Yeah? Don't give yeah. no goodies to nobody. No nookie for you.
I'm going to say, listen, Miss Yama said no.
You got to build a relationship with yourself. And at 47, you know, it's not too late. You're heading toward 54. That's really what's going to make a difference. So you got time. But no nookie. Yoga, right. therapy, coloring. Really, really good. Because what coloring does is it focuses the brain, number one, and it brings things up to the surface. But the colors will dispel the energy of it. If you can get a mandala coloring book. A mandala is a design that has very little intricate pieces and parts.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar.
And you color each one, use 2 colors or 3 colors. Don't use a whole bunch of colors. So if you paint one red, orange, and yellow, and then the next one, maybe blue, green, and purple, and then do one just black and white to really get your brain focused on you. On your energy. Coloring will focus your energy. Yeah, and do that yoga at least 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay. And I'm 15 days sober right now. And so there's that. And so I'm working through just Yay! Everything that you What's said, the- just trying to use all of this. I just really want to evolve into a better me so that, you know, yes, for me, for my daughter, for all this. And I'm doing my best.
You are. You are evolving. How old is your daughter?
She's 14.
Okay. Get a copy of And One Day My Soul Opened Up.
Get oh, a copy I of completed that. That.
Okay, do it with your daughter. Go back and do it with your daughter. Make a Ooh. Little morning ritual. Make a little morning ritual. You all have tea or coffee or something. Even if you do it once a week. And read through the story and answer those questions, because she who lived in your body is going to tell you what's going on inside of you.
Yes, man. I love that idea. I love that idea. And yeah, that book is what made me realize like that I was the problem in these relationships. I was like, oopsie. Oops.
You have not had a relationship.
Well, I guess my entanglement.
Right.
Oh, Lordy.
And I want that for you. I want you to have a relationship, and you know, and not an escape route.
Yes.
I want you to have a relationship first with yourself, because the courage that you are, the power that you are, I really want you to share that with somebody. Because it's beautiful. I know it sounds dysfunctional, but when you clean it up, it's going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. That's exciting.
You're going to be busy till you're 54. Coloring, yoga, reading the book. No nookie.
I ain't going to have time for that anyway with all this work.
I know, right? So hopefully you'll get some before you're 54, but we want it to be right this time.
Absolutely. That's the part right there.
Oh, my beloved. I wish you, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. You're at such a wonderful time in your life as a woman. You know, you still got a 14-year-old princess that you can impact, and you got it. You got it. You're not in a bottle. You're not at the end of a needle. You can go to yoga. Oh, I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Thank you for calling, my beloved.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay, I appreciate you too. Wish you the best.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. If I were to do a relationship autopsy on 50,000 relationships, what I'm going to find in every core, every system, every organ, every tissue, every muscle, the only thing I'm going to find is a reflection of the relationship you're having with yourself. If you ain't present for you, if you don't trust you, if you don't respect you, if you don't tell you the truth, you're going to marry it or live with it for 18 years. I think I've got another caller. Greetings, beloved. Welcome to the R-Spot. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for your patience. Now, we're doing a relationship autopsy. I understand that you have a relationship that's no longer with us. So tell me, how did it end? How did it die?
The relationship ended. It was kind of ambiguous. We just kind of fell off communication-wise. But I think that it was just a lot of confusion going on, and we stopped trying to figure it out.
So you got a John Doe death. Just dead, don't know why, don't know who it is.
Yeah, I had a sneaking suspicion that my partner was bisexual or homosexual, but I couldn't really, I couldn't prove it. It was just a feeling I had. But sometimes I wonder if maybe he was just showing traits and characteristics that I'm not used to, heterosexual men showing at all.
Such as, do tell, spill the tea.
Honestly, he showed up. He was always there. I mean, this was like the perfect guy. He was tall. He was fit. He had a vibrant social life. He took care of his sisters. He took care of his mom. One thing I never experienced, this man could calm me down. Like, he never escalated any disagreement we were ever in. Everything was always calm. But he was raised with, like, 9 sisters. So he had some very feminine mannerisms. Like, he did a lot of huffing and puffing, and he kind of just, the way he would hang his head, and it was just, he had some feminine gestures, but he did all the very manly things that, men are supposed to do, you think. But he also just, he never really looked that happy to see me, but he did everything to show me he was there for me, but I never felt like he was, like, attracted to me, and he wanted me, and he was happy to be there. I just felt like, he was just showing up for me because that's what he knew how to do for people. Because I feel like I have the gaydar, but then I feel like, well, they don't know, and they don't know, and I'm just afraid they're going to, they won't know until they're, like, 60, and we got 10 kids, and I'm just afraid that they won't figure it out till later.
Ooh, you got a lot of work. We'll talk about that right after this break.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's get back to the conversation. How old was the relationship?
So we were together on and off for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. I kind of changed the title on it. It was supposed to be a hookup. Then I thought, this is a great guy. I have a 2-year-old son. He'd be a great dad. We should be together. And then we were together and I was like, I don't feel any passion. I don't feel any fire. We should just be friends. You know, it was like back and forth like that a lot. But whatever I said, he kind of just went with it until one day I had a talk with him and I was like, hey, you know, I've been really wishy-washy and back and forth with you over the past couple of years. I was like, I'm really sorry about that. I think I was insecure and this and that. And, you know, I'm ready to just give it 100%. And after I did that, do you know, this man just slowly faded into the distance.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, like, I didn't know what to do. So, but I thought maybe we just didn't have a lot in common. And like I told you, I was all over the place and I still kind of think he's a little gay. I don't know.
So I'm going to ask you this. What are you acting like you don't know? Take a breath. I'm acting like I don't know what. What are you acting like you don't know?
I'm acting like I don't know that I am inconsistent.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. What else? Mm-hmm. I'm acting like I don't know what else. Mm-hmm.
I'm acting like I don't know. I think the way my insecurities are set up, I think anybody who ever truly shows me that I'm worth loving, I think it's something wrong with them. And I think maybe this person is not good because there must be something wrong with them. Mm. I think I'm just acting like I don't know what love looks like.
Okay. And you do know. Do you know what love looked like?
I know what it looks like because when I see it, I think I deserve this and I want this and this makes me happy. But I still find a way to be unfulfilled. You know, I know I got to fulfill myself, but I still find a way to just think, you know, we talk about those patterns, like we like patterns and I feel like that's what happens. Like, I don't think love from a man is in my history. I don't have the blueprint or the pattern for it. So I see it and I think, oh, I like that. I want that. And then maybe I receive it and I think, well, this is weird. And I don't know what to do with that. And I'm honestly bisexual myself. So I don't think I would really care if my partner.
Thank bisexual. You. I was wondering when you was going to get there.
Yeah.
I'm acting like I don't know I'm bisexual.
Yeah.
And inconsistent in it. And yeah. Not fully present in it.
Yeah.
Not owning it fully. So you're only going to attract what you are. The cause of the death of this relationship, it was a murder. Mm-hmm. It was a cold case.
Mm-hmm.
You not fully standing up in who you are, being who you are, you can't attract a man who's going to stand up in it. And maybe the same kind of inconsistency, lack of full presence he had to his sexual identity is a reflection of you and your. Did he know you were bisexual?
Yeah.
And what did he say about himself?
He didn't really say anything. I mean, but no man I've ever dated is, well, actually there was one friend I had that said something, but I never experienced a guy just being like, hey, I have been curious or I've been fluid or whatever. Like, it's like not socially acceptable to say. And so that's why I get afraid.
Okay. And it probably is a little more difficult for men to say that than it is for women. You know, there seems to be a lot more heat on it when men say it.
Yeah.
So maybe he's inconsistent in his sexuality. Maybe he's inconsistent or not fully present in his sexual identity. So you just attracted yourself.
Yeah.
And it sounds like when you're with a woman, you want to be with a woman. And when you're with a man, you know, you want an alpha man. You want to pull you around by your hair and kill the lion and bring it home and slap it on the table.
That sounds about right.
You know? But you also threw out enough hoops and tests to run him off, holding there must be something wrong with him. Instead of, even in my bisexuality, this is the kind of man I want, and he ain't feeling like that. That's it. It's just that simple. He ain't feeling like the kind of, okay, bye. He can't be gay if he with you.
That's fair.
So you were just living out your, I'm going to make something be wrong with him.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to be a safe space for him, but because I was so, like, afraid, I think I ended up being the opposite of that and just adding more confusion into his life. So,
well, more confusion to your life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You said, I know what love looks like, but do you know what it feels like?
Right.
Do you know what love feels like? Okay.
I don't think I know what it feels like.
And are you open to the possibility that you may not be able to feel that with a man?
Damn.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I would have to be. And, you know, I think that's one of my issues is, you know, I dated women up until I was about 25. And then I thought, you know, well, I'm attracted to men. I can date men, too. And I never had the same kind of connection or feeling because I feel like sisterhood has its own thing and it's familiar. I know it. I like it. I know what to do with it. But I haven't had many strong bonds with men in my life. So when I do create one, I don't understand it maybe.
Right.
And I don't know what love feels like coming from a man. I don't have a close relationship with my dad or my brothers or, you know, so I don't know what that feels like. And it is confusing, but I do know what, you know, like the socially acceptable, the violence and the harm and all that stuff. Those guys, I get that. That makes sense. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know you. But when I get what I say I want, my mind doesn't translate it for me properly. So...
Yeah. I have a prescription for you. And I have a new name. Not bisexual, but willsexual.
Okay.
Meaning I prefer my team, but I'm willing to go to the other team if I have to, but I don't know what that feels like. So I'm willsexual.
That might be a thing. I thought this might as well work. I don't have any issues with it, so...
Yeah, you know, and you calling the man gay and he with you. He ain't
gay.
Yeah. Right. But here's your prescription.
All right.
Get present. Get present with who you are and what feels right for you. Man, woman, bananas, you know, chipmunks, it don't matter.
Okay.
What feels right for you and where you can be fully present in yourself with another person. Stop trying to figure somebody else out. Figure you out.
Right.
And let yourself, give yourself permission to know what you know and want what you want. Just give yourself permission to do that.
Okay.
And if you want a man Monday and a woman Tuesday and, you know, grits Wednesday, it's okay.
All right.
You live in this generation where it's okay to be fluid. I'm OG. Yeah. I'm OG. We don't know nothing about that. Our motto is pick a team and play on it.
Right.
You're not stuck there.
Right. Okay.
Just be present.
Present.
Get clear about what feels right for you. Get clear about that.
I can do that.
You said you have a son, right?
Yes, I do. He just turned 4.
Yeah. And you want to demonstrate to him what a woman looks like and what a woman feels like. Who she sleeps with is secondary.
Right.
And what does a woman feel like to be fully present in herself and sharing herself with him? Because he's a man. He's going to be a man. And that's somebody's father and somebody's husband. So you want him to know what it feels like to be in the presence of a woman who's fully present with herself.
Okay. I can do that.
Sound good?
Yes, it does. I thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling, my love. Kiss the baby for me.
All right. Will do.
All righty. Bye-bye. Our fear, our trepidation, our angst about a relationship not being successful or being suspicious of, cautious about somebody that wants to be in relationship with us will cause us to be overactive or inconsistent in a way that smothers and chokes the life out of the relationship. Listen, just be present moment by moment by moment by moment. Instead of seeing the other person as someone coming to fix you, save you, fulfill you, trick you, disappoint you, hurt you, wound you, instead of seeing the other person like that, see them as your equal. Eye to eye, soul to soul. This is another human being who's longing and desiring to be loved. Let me show up in my loving and be with them. Not let me see what they can give me. What are they trying to take from? Stop it. Just show up eye to eye, soul to soul, moment to moment, and trust yourself enough to know if it's not for you, your belly will let you know. And when you hear that grumbling, that discord, that upset in your belly or in your heart, exit stage left, okay? Or have a conversation. This is not feeling good to me. Tell me this is what I'm feeling. At the same time, don't kill the relationship because you're afraid it might die. So before it dies, you're going to kill it off with your crazy mint and drama and hysteria. I hope that you know something now that you didn't know when you tuned in. And until we meet again, stay in peace and not pieces. The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.